Al tossed and turned in bed that night, unable to sleep. Once Philippa had been arrested, on suspicion of first-degree murder, Al had to get everyone out of the house, which had taken forever. The worst of them all had been Uriel, who had yelled after Philippa, "You killed my son! You killed my son!" as she was being led away by the police, quietly crying. Uriel picked up an antique vase and smashed it on the floor of the hallway, then picked up the mirror by the door and smashed that too. Al had to manhandle him out of the door and then clean up the mess of all the shards in the hallway so that no one would get hurt by stepping on them. Of course, Jonty was drunk in bed and not fit for any kind of managing, so Al had to make sure that the caterers and the rest of the staff left, as well as all of the guests. It seemed to take a lifetime while they cleared up all the food, did the cleaning up, and loaded all of their equipment into their vans, while Al had to stick around to make sure everything happened smoothly. All Al wanted to do was retreat to his bedroom for a long, hot shower and some serious thinking. It had been a very intense day, to say the least. But now, once everything was over, he had eaten another delicious portion of weeping tiger beef, taken that long-awaited hot shower, and he was in bed under a nice, warm comforter, with Lewis gently snoring by the side of the bed. He found he could not get a wink of sleep. Al couldn't remember the last time he'd had such an intense day, either through work or in his personal life. He wanted to call both Jake and Cassie to share everything with them, but his thoughts were traveling around so fast in his head, he was having trouble making sense of them.